From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted to welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the whole series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his third message, focusing on verse 11, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Borrowing from one of the great Puritan writers, Thomas Brooks, Dr. Cairns has entitled this message, A Sure Remedy Against Satan's Devices. In the first portion of the message, Dr. Cairns noted that the psalmist had a deep perception of spiritual reality. That is, Satan is out to destroy believers in any way he can. Today, we'll see that the psalmist had a noble purpose. He had a determination to live a holy life. He hated sin, because first and foremost, sin is against the Lord. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, sin is anything that drives a Christian from Christ. Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Deliverance Not Limited. The text is Job chapter 5 and verse 19. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, yea, in seven there shall no evil touch thee. Eliphaz in this spoke the truth of God. We may have as many troubles as the work days of the week, but the God who worked on those 6 days will work for us till our deliverance is complete. We shall rest with Him and in Him on our Sabbath. The rapid succession of trials is one of the sorest tests of faith. Before we have recovered from one blow, it is followed by another and another till we are staggered. Still, the equally quick succession of deliverances is exceedingly cheering. New songs are rung out upon the anvil by the hammer of affliction, till we see in the spiritual world the antitype of the harmonious blacksmith. Our confidence is that when the Lord makes our trials six, six they will be and no more. It may be that we have no rest day, for seven troubles come upon us. What then? In seven there shall no evil touch thee. Evil may roar at us, but it shall be kept at more than arm's length, and shall not even touch us. Its hot breath may distress us, but its little finger cannot be laid upon us. With our loins girt about us, we will meet the six or the seven troubles, and leave fear to those who have no Father, no Savior, and no Sanctifier.
Oh, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
final device that Brooks mentions is that he leads you into evil company. He leads you into evil company. We read this last week in Proverbs 1. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Go not with them. Now I want to bring two texts together. And I'm not turning them up because I don't want to get off on a tangent preaching them. But I want them to be together in our minds. The psalmist prayed, gather not my soul with sinners. That's a great prayer. I want to tell you something. There's nobody here. I don't care how careless you are about the things of God. I don't care how hardened in heart you've become, how seared your conscience has become when you hear the preaching of the gospel. I am willing to make it a blanket statement. There's not a man, woman, or young person here who could look God in the face and say, Lord, on the day when you're gathering sinners to burn them in hell, number me among them. I want to be there. Not one. Oh, that's the prayer, Lord, gather not my soul with sinners. Good prayer. The only way to escape that is to get to Christ, who is separate from sinners, and who'll separate you from sinners. But if you are praying, gather not my soul with sinners, then Proverbs 1 says, do not go with sinners. In other words, you can't walk in the company that's going to hell, go all the way down the road with them, and think that somehow or other it's going to lead you to heaven. You can't do that. Don't go with them. Now that's plain. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Go not with them. Go not with them. Here are some of the dangers that confront us. As I say, the psalmist smelt danger everywhere he went. And I think, you know, if we don't have that perception, if we fail to have that perception, we're going to be living very dark and defeated lives. Danger's everywhere. Everywhere. In the natural life, haven't you heard it? That most accidents, most injuries happen in the home. Haven't you heard that? Statistically, I think that's established. Most of the injuries people suffer happen in their own home. There's danger there. I want to tell you, most of the injuries that are happening spiritually are happening in our own homes. Serious thought. Every time I dedicate an infant up here, I read the passage, the promise of God. But first of all, the command, I take two portions from Deuteronomy 6 and then Deuteronomy 11. And in Deuteronomy 6, the Lord is saying about the place of the Word of God in the life and in the heart and in the home. I've been asked this question probably 1,000 times. All over the world, wherever you go, Christians ask the same question, as if there were some recondite or difficult answer. There's not. How do we have a family altar? How do we have family worship? I've addressed this I don't know how many dozens of times. Every time I read that portion, it's there to be clearly seen. You take this Bible. First, as a family, you read it. That's what you do. You read it. Then you talk about it. That's what it says. Talk about it. Is that happening in most homes? I figure not. I mean, what do husbands and wives talk about nowadays? Do they talk? What do they talk about? Where is the talking together of the things of God? Where is the building up of each other in the faith of the gospel? There's nothing esoteric about this. This is right on the plain page of Scripture. This is what we're told to do. There's danger in the home. There's danger in the workplace. I was just a young fellow going out into my first job. I had felt terribly the failure of teenage years and my fear to take a public stand for Christ. As a little fellow from a working class family in a public school surrounded by people of wealth and station and position and all the rest of it, I, to be quite honest, was intimidated, overwhelmed, and very often just intimidated so much to keep my mouth shut. You find that hard to believe, but that's true. My mouth was shut. And I remember going out into what was, in those days, quite a prestigious firm. And I said, Lord, whatever it costs, from the very first chance I get, I am going to nail my colors to the mast and I'm going to take my stand for God. And God blessed that, but there was danger there. Danger in the workplace. Danger, and I saw this. I don't know if the people were saved. I've told this story before, but some of you young people, you would need to learn this. I was just a kid. And there were other young people there from a church background. Professing Christianity, God knows whether they knew anything of Christ or not. I would doubt, to be quite honest, very much doubt. I've often told you we had in our office a girl of rare physical beauty, which made the other girls hate her, and they talked about her for the most part out of sheer jealousy, and it made all the young men love her. I remember seeking to give her the gospel. I could honestly say, I could see she was beautiful. I had no more interest in her than... That's well, I didn't, because she'd never had any interest in me, but I had no interest in her whatsoever, except I'd love to see her saved. She was a professing atheist. She was no more an atheist than I. But she stood and listened to me as I gave her the gospel. And seeing that she was standing, spending time talking to me, a young Presbyterian fellow decided, he was the son of a director, and he had wide eyes for this beautiful girl. He thought, well, if it's religion's going to get her talking, then I'll talk religion. And so he butted into the conversation. I never forget the devastating reply. Man, was I glad that by the grace of God I had sought to stand for him. She withered him. Withered him. She said, you are just a dirty little hypocrite. When there are all the stories and the yarns and the filthy jokes going about the office, you're there and you're in it and you're talking and you're telling them with the best of them. And yet when he's talking religion to me, you come and you'll be religious. And then she said this. She said, it's people like you who have people like me the way we are. Now, I'm sure when that young fellow went into the office, he didn't go with the intention of being a dirty little hypocrite, but that's what he was. I don't think he went with that intention. But he got corrupted. I know a man went into a work. He went in as a professing Christian. In fact, I believe he was saved. The Lord has since restored him, and I believe that he was a genuine believer. Because he was a Christian, he was entrusted with special funds that his fellow workers were gathering. A lot of money. Times got hard. He got inveigled, if my memory's right, into gambling. The next thing, the money began to disappear. Of course, I'll put it back next week. Or the next week. Or the next week. And he never did. Lost his job. Worse still, he lost his testimony. Dangerous place. Wherever you go, the devil's out to destroy you. So that's the perception. Now, over against that perception, the psalmist had a noble purpose. It was to live in holiness. His purpose was that I might not sin against thee. Now, I want you to notice the words against thee. You see, the psalmist was powerfully affected by what he knew of the Lord. Sin was hateful because of what he knew of the Lord. What defines sin in the psalmist's mind? Now, you can give a theological definition of sin. You can give the catechism definition of sin. Sin is any want of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. That's a good theological definition in succinct terms. But you can deal with it much more simply. Sin is anything that's against God. Sin is anything that comes between you and the Lord. Sin is anything that drives you from Christ. It may be acceptable to others. It may not have even the same effect in others. That's why just because I do something, it's not reason why you may do that. The thing in itself may have no effect on me and yet have a terrible effect on you. Anything that is against God, anything that's going to drive you away from the Lord, it's going to antagonize you toward the things of God or alienate you from the things of God, that thing for you is sin. That's how he defined sin. And what made it hateful to him was that it was hateful to God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.